Welcome back to an all-new episode of Dirtcast. I am your co-host, Megan Reynolds. Your other co-host, Madeline Davies, is on vacation. So instead, I have dredged up a man on the land to join us. It is Rich Jezwiak, senior writer at Jezebel. Hello, Rich.
Hello, Megan.
Today, we will be talking about a show that is close to my heart and Rich's heart as well, The Masked Singer. It's on Fox. It's the best show on television. Everybody should be watching it. And later on, Jezebel pop culture reporter Hazel Sills will be joining us to talk about why the show is so good, bad, etc. Before we get into the Masked Singer portion of this of these proceedings, I thought we could do a little exploration of the dirtiest dirt of the week.
Okay.
Does that seem fine to you?
Seems like what we're here for.
It sure is. I did a scan of the celebrity gossip rags prior to my arrival, and the only thing I really want to talk about with you is the Grammy Awards.
Okay.
Did you watch them?
Yes, I had to.
Did you enjoy them?
No. You see one awards show, you've seen them all, basically. I mean, the American Music Awards I thought were exceptional this year because they weren't so terrible.
I didn't watch those. What happened there?
The Aretha Franklin tribute was really good.
Oh, right.
That was like a gospel. They closed the show with that. Like, yeah. The show ended with Mary Mary singing, which I never thought in 2018, which is when it was.
Yes.
That a show would end, with a pretty much niche act.
Yeah.
Doing their thing.
Totally.
You'd think, you'd have to have, some singing. I don't know what I would expect of a Mary Mary, but I just would never expect Mary
Mary. But it just wasn't Mary
Mary. I would
expect
a rainbow of things, possibly with rainbow hair over Mary Mary.
Sure.
But anyway, and there was other good stuff on the American Music Awards, but I can't remember it now.
Fair.
But there was not good stuff on the Grammys, I would say.
One thing that I wrote down in the notes was, why did the production feel so wonky? Because I feel like...
Yeah, the cameras didn't know where to point sometimes, and...
Sometimes Alicia Keys would come back, and she would still be, talking to someone off camera, not having realized that she was indeed on camera and live.
Yeah.
Which, just like, what I... It That was, I guess, that... made it feel kind of charming.
Right. In the same way that reality show reunions will have the behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah.
That's obviously baked in because you're watching it and you're supposed to feel like, oh wow, I'm being really treated to this raw footage. And it's if something makes it to the final cut, it's not raw. I guess this is a little bit different. Alicia Keys, why?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I mean, honestly, why? I feel like they were like, well, she's a woman.
Ugh. Well, this was the Grammy. This was the Me Too Grammys.
Right. A year late.
A year and change late.
I mean, decades late, but a year officially late.
Right. So that is cool. And I think they did that so well. No, they did poorly.
Well, because Neil guy who
Portnow?
Was... Yeah,
Mr. Portnow?
Who was feted regardless... So that stupid thing about women having to step up.
Right.
And so now the Grammys were contrite about that. This was their act of contrition, except what?
I mean, what do you, I guess the closest, not, I mean, when they brought out Michelle Obama and
who, Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga, Michelle Obama.
Jennifer Lopez.
And that
Jada
fucking
Pinkett.
Hat. Jada Pinkett. And was that it?
Yeah, it was the four of them.
To say, we're women. Right. To do a weird monologue about being women.
Strong
women.
Who runs the world? Thank you so much, ladies, for your light, your message, your love, your sisterhood. I love y'all so much.
Yeah, that was lame.
It's, and Lady Gaga was jive talking or something.
They said I was weird. That my look, my choices, my sound, that it wouldn't work. But music told me not to listen to them.
It was a weird slam poetry situation. I have no idea.
She was neck rolling and stuff.
Yeah.
It was this weird caricature that she was doing.
It's very confusing to me personally.
The whole night, like, firstly, that she's breaking down. I mean, she's breaking down over winning a Grammy Award. I looked it up because I was like, well, maybe she hasn't won before, knowing that she had.
Right.
This was like her 9th Grammy. And she's like weeping about it.
I mean.
What? I mean, that speech was absurd.
She Taylor Swifted.
Yeah.
Like she's for no reason.
Like, I mean, you know, you've got 10 of these things.
Right.
And you're surprised that you're getting another one?
I mean, The Shallow is objectively a good song, and I think it should have won. I don't know what the fuck the Grammy criteria are for what anything is. It seems, like, inscrutable to me personally.
Yeah, and that's the thing about the Grammys. Once people started, like, a few years ago complaining that, like, you know, hip-hop and R&B and women were being shut out, it felt like, well, like, yeah, obviously that's true, but that's always been true.
Right.
And the Grammys have always been behind the times.
Right. Like 2 or 3 years behind.
Prince never won Best Album.
Right.
Joni Mitchell never won Best Album.
Right.
But Herbie Hancock won Best Album for an album of Joni Mitchell covers.
Really?
Yes.
That's very strange.
It's the Grammys are nonsense. I don't know. They just pick weird stuff all the time. Like, the ceremony has never made much sense. It still doesn't really make sense. I guess it's a little bit more equal now, whatever that means.
Right.
But it seems like people aren't going to really be happy until, like, everybody gets an award for showing up.
Yeah.
And every category is filled with a different winner.
Yeah.
And then you can spread it around. And it's just like, well, that's boring, too.
I agree. Did you have any performances that you enjoyed? I have, like, one.
I guess Cardi B.
Cardi was good.
I liked how, like, crotch-oriented it was.
It was very crotch-forward, which I love.
Yeah.
I thought she looked incredible. I was noticing while she was dancing, her movements are so fluid and natural. She's so good.
Yeah.
She's such a good performer.
Yeah.
I was tickled by the opening number, that like, extensive, like, West Side Story, Camila Cabello situation.
Well, I thought it got better as it went along.
It did.
Like, Ricky Martin came out.
Right.
J Balvin, right.
Young Thug was also present for that.
You're right.
Am I right? Okay.
I think.
Right. And then the other performance that I did think was good was during the Dolly Parton tribute. It was Dolly, Maren Morris, Miley.
Well, Katy Perry, too.
Yeah, I ignored that part.
I mean,
that was... That was a nightmare.
Horrific.
I don't like Katy Perry.
She's not good. She's not doing well. Really, just everything she does now is just a total flail.
Yeah. I mean, she'll figure it out. Or she won't.
I don't think she will.
She might not.
I think my position on Katy Perry is that she was always just very, very lucky.
That's true,
and,
actually.
I mean, there's nothing. Because there's only a few people who've occupied the space of, like, every single thing I release at this period of time is a hit.
Yeah.
You know, Madonna was there, Janet Jackson,
right,
Mariah Carey, Paul Abdul.
Right.
And I would say that Katy Perry is the least deserving of that since Paul Abdul.
Yeah.
But at least Paul Abdul could dance.
True.
So
Katy Perry can't dance.
She doesn't dance.
Does
she do? I've never heard a good explanation as to, like, why she should be the star that she is, why she deserves that profile.
I mean, it seems like her star is falling a little.
Well, no, I mean, it has.
It's in the decline.
Yeah, people are not. I mean, The Witness was just such a disaster. It was a bad album, and it was a bad look.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. Katy Perry is not my go-to for a Dolly Parton tribute.
No.
I thought that was, like, horribly cast.
Maren Morris and Miley obviously made sense. I maintain that Miley needs to do a country standards album.
Yeah.
That is where I think she should pivot to. I enjoyed that.
That makes sense.
I enjoyed that performance. I was confused by Jennifer Lopez's, like, valiant effort at the Motown tribute.
Yeah. I thought she sounded fine. I don't really understand what the controversy was with
that.
What
was there? Was there controversy?
Yes, I've been seeing news articles about like Jennifer Lopez defends her Grammy performance
because it was just like mediocre, because just like solidly like middle of the road.
I guess because it was a weird twist because she has nothing to do with Motown.
Right.
But you know, a lot of those songs, a lot of the Motown songs, especially the ones that she was singing from the 60s.
Yeah.
Didn't like call for like a traditionally soulful gospel oriented voice.
Right.
They were much more pop songs.
Right.
Yeah. It was obviously black music, but it had a very pop angle.
Right.
So like My Guy, which I believe she sang. Did she sing?
Didn't she?
She sang Heatwave for sure, right?
She sang Heatwave.
These songs are not particularly taxing as a vocalist, so I thought actually she sounded great because she can't be taxed as a vocalist
She's
at
not
all.
A very good
she
singer.
Has like an octave and a half, maybe.
Yeah, it's quite small.
It was like ersatz, but what do you want?
I mean, I don't know what I wanted from a Motown tribute. I guess what I got was Jennifer Lopez executing like 5 outfit changes, which I appreciated. I always love a costume change mid-set.
Yeah.
I think that's nice. But yeah, it was just, I mean, the Grammys are starting to feel, I mean, not even starting, they just feel superfluous to anything.
Yeah.
Really, they're not, we don't need them.
Well, and they always come like right in the middle or like, you know, I guess toward the end of awards season. So it's just like enough already with this, these like 4-hour broadcasts.
I feel like we've been waiting for like 5 years for the Oscars.
Yeah.
I still don't know when they are. Are they next weekend?
No, they're the weekend after next.
They're like the end of February.
They're like the 23rd or something like that.
Cool. I can't wait. I'm ready for all of this to end personally.
Yeah, just everything. Music. What about
music.
Diana Ross?
She
was insane.
That was nice. I loved the dress.
I like seeing her. She did not sound good.
She sounded
taxing herself.
Mediocre. Right. Yeah, she didn't sound great, but her whole family was there and that was cute. Her grandson flossed as he entered to announce her, which was nice.
Oh, and
she
actually
said it was her birthday, and it wasn't.
Well, it wasn't, but she was set up to look stupid because I almost posted about this,
right.
And I did some Googling around. Yes, she sounded like a crazy old lady wishing happy birthday to herself multiple times over a month before her birthday.
Sure.
But this performance was specifically coordinated to celebrate her 75th birthday, which was announced before the show.
Right.
And I don't think that the ceremony made it very clear.
Mm-hmm.
Which meant that she had to step up and make it clear.
Right.
Which meant that she looked crazy on stage.
Right.
And her whole, you know, crazy eye makeup.
Yeah.
Giant hair.
Yeah. Large.
Arms in the air.
Yes. Just everything.
It doesn't help with the whole crazy old lady thing.
It did not.
I love a crazy old lady.
I do too.
Give me,
more.
Yeah.
I would have taken 4 hours of that, honestly.
She should have hosted.
Diana Ross hosting would have been incredible.
It would have been incredible. Are you kidding? Kidding me? But get Dionne Warwick up there chewing her Nicorette. No? Seriously, anybody. Alicia Keys, what?
The only thing that I liked about Alicia Keys hosting, she was high. Something was, there was a moment halfway through the broadcast where I was like, okay, whatever she has possibly ingested has kicked in. And that is fine.
Right.
I get it. It's a big deal. I would have done the same thing. But it was just, Alicia Keys was not the host that we needed. But also, I still think that award shows don't need hosts anymore.
Right.
As I said, this ties in quite neatly to our main subject. But as I wrote in a blog post for Jezebel.com, I think the Oscars host should be masked, much like the Masked Singer.
Right.
I think that would be much more fun. It would lend an air of frivolity, whimsy, and sort of like a manic quality to the proceedings, which they lack.
Keep people watching.
I mean, the only reason I mean, we'll talk about this later, but I mean, The Masked Singer is a good show, but it's also a really bad show. But the only reason I'm watching it is because I must know who is behind the fucking masks. Aside from Lady Gaga's acceptance speech, which was whatever it was.
I just want to say I'm so proud to be a part of a movie that addresses mental health issues. They're so important.
A Star is Born is a movie about mental health? It's a movie about incontinence more than it's about mental health. What is she talking about? Like, everything to be woke. Everything has to have a social message. What is it about mental health? I don't understand. I thought it was about addiction.
That is what I also thought it was about.
So is addiction mental health? What is she talking about?
I have no idea. I don't think anybody was sober at the Grammy Awards.
There was something
going
on
with her. Except for Cardi. Cardi's acceptance speech was cute.
It was cute.
I want to thank my daughter because I'm not just saying thank you because she's my daughter. It's because, you know, when I found out I was pregnant, my album was not complete. I had like 3 songs that I was for sure having. And then, you know how it was. Like,
I was mad.
It was a little too long.
I was mad that Offset was up there with her, but then I saw that it was very clear that she like was going to pass out if Offset wasn't there. So I'm glad.
I'm sorry. The nerves are so bad.
Give her what she needs. Yeah, he should have peed himself.
He should have peed himself on the way up. Both should have, honestly. Everybody that was on stage with them should have pissed themselves. I don't understand why more people don't pee on the stage at award shows.
Right.
Lady Gaga's performance, my friend texted me and was like, has anyone in the history of the world ever tried this hard? And
seriously?
I don't think so. Because she tried harder than she did when she was dangling on a fucking wire above a football stadium at the halftime show.
Yeah, I don't really get it. I don't really get what she was going for,
and
why she did
that.
The
vibe was very weird. It was really not weird. Like a Star is Born. Like, it was very...
Like
theater kids. Someone else I talked to was like, maybe this is her like practicing for Vegas, or this is like what she does at her Vegas residency or whatever.
Maybe she thought she was in Bohemian Rhapsody instead of A Star Is Born.
I have no idea what was going on. She did look good though. I like the dress. I like the jumpsuit, and I think her hair looks nice.
Yeah, I just don't get what she's going for at all at this point. Maybe that's her point.
That could be her point. I mean, they're performing at the Oscars, right?
I believe so. Yeah, I think everybody is.
I sincerely hope. Well, Bradley Cooper will perform, even though he's butthurt about not being nominated for best director. Was he nominated for best actor for that?
He's nominated for best actor, but not best director. And
that's
he thought he did something wrong. Well,
right.
He made a mediocre movie.
Well, he made a movie that, again, I saw twice and cried both times. That's totally not. That has nothing to do with the movie and really more to do with me as a person.
That's true. 100%.
But I can't wait to see what they do at the Oscars.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what state she's in.
I hope she has dialed it down just like a nibble.
She probably will. She'll probably read the comments the feedback from the Grammys
and be like,
calibrate.
Maybe I shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Let's hope. Fingers crossed. We'll find out either in whenever the Oscars are.
I think it's the 23rd.
23rd, the 28th, maybe in March. Who can say?
And Kacey Musgraves, do you care about this? 24th?
Like Kacey Musgraves, I just don't think she's a very, this is likely a controversial statement, I don't think she's a very compelling performer.
Yeah, well, she certainly was not compelling on stage. I mean, it was fine. She sounded good.
She sounded good. She
no
always
complaints,
sounds good.
Really.
Right.
You know, but
I just don't think she's a very compelling performer.
I'm not like reaching for my phone to pull up the Rainbow song anytime soon. Maybe that's just me.
I think she always, she always looks nice. She has a good voice. If I were forced to pick between her and Maren Morris, which I am not, but I'm forcing myself now, I would pick her.
Right.
Because ever since Maren Morris did The Middle, I hate that song so much.
Yeah, I don't like that song.
And there was one other thing that just occurred to me that just popped up that I remembered. Oh, the Shawn Mendes performance with Miley.
Ugh.
Shawn Mendes.
Why is this? Why is he performs every award show?
They found him on the YouTube, I think, or on Vine.
Yeah, it was one of them. Right. And it's every awards show.
Yeah.
He comes out with his mediocre vocals.
Right. He's not...
I don't know. I feel like he's like a disease.
Yeah.
That comes up and then goes away. And then comes up and goes away. And we just have Shawn Mendes. That's what it happens.
That's
and maybe our immune systems will push him out. And maybe this is just the rest of our lives. Just having Shawn Mendes few months.
I can.
Here you go.
What is his first song? I hear it all the time.
Stitches. Is that
Stitches.
The song?
Stitches.
I mean, I don't know if that's his first song, but that was the first one to make
Stitches,
an impact.
Yeah, it's the one that I hear, oh, no, no, it's one that's like something, something, something. Baby, there's nothing holding me back. Is that Stitches?
I don't know.
Whatever that song is, I hear it in the Duane Reade quite often.
Yeah.
And I feel, I end up singing along to it. And then I'm like, oh, wait, I forgot. I don't like this song. And so you're right. It's like the disease.
Yep.
He is very handsome, though, in a sort of cookie cutter way.
Yeah.
So I get it.
Yeah.
But whatevs.
On Oops the Podcast, join me, comedian Giulio Gallerati, as I examine everyday life, the mistakes, the bad decisions, the goals, the jokes, the social engagements, and all things in between. I'm joined every week by producer and personal confidant Ryan Lynch, various other comedians, for witty, candid, and intoxicating conversation. Our listeners love Oops for sophisticated banter, aka your mom could listen, and many feel like they're in the room with us chopping it up with old pals. You can find every episode of the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube.
I am so thrilled to be sitting here with Rich, who I was here with before, and Hazel Sills, pop culture reporter at Jezebel. Hello, Hazel.
Hi.
We are going to talk about a show that is very close to my heart and Rich's heart, and I assume part of Hazel, The Masked Singer on Fox. Hello. Let's fucking do this.
I'm here for your honor.
I'm here for your honor.
The best line of the
ever,
year.
Like in the world.
It didn't end up making any sense.
No, it still
why,
makes
how was
sense.
That,
why
how was
honor?
That useful at all? Was Margaret Cho ever on a courtroom show?
I don't
was
think
she
so.
Like a
well,
judge?
I, it's funny that you thought judge because I thought like, oh, they're like kings and queens.
Oh.
like honor? I don't know.
I was tickled but didn't have an explanation for why. I was just thrilled.
I think I thought judge because everybody was then like, oh, it's Judge Judy.
If it was Judge Judy, I would have screamed for a week and a half. For those listening who have no idea what the fuck we're talking about, here is a very...
Well, I don't think you're ever
going to... You're not going to. Because that's part of its beauty. But here is a brief summary. The Masked Singer is a show. It's on Fox. It's based on a South Korean show also called The Masked Singer, in which celebrities are—
And you use that term loosely.
Quote,
people who have been famous adjacent or famous at one point in their lives are in full body costumes and masks. They sing for an assembled group of also quote-unquote celebrities who are then tasked with guessing who is behind the mask.
And they're competing to stay disguised, which is what I love about the show. It's like the shame is baked into it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so they're competing to stay masked. Does anyone like win anything at the end aside from like a trophy?
There's that trophy. Yeah, okay. Well, there's that trophy that they keep passing around.
Sure, sure. So that is basically it. Premiered in January, right after the new year. It is a bad show. It is also a very good show. I unfortunately find myself enjoying it more and more because as more people, so far, we're like halfway through the season, I think, right? Six people have been unmasked.
I think there might be only a few episodes left.
Okay, here are the people that have been unmasked thus far. The Hippo was Antonio Brown, a sportsman. He's a football player on the Pittsburgh Steelers, I think. The Pineapple was Tommy Chong. The deer was Terry Bradshaw. The poodle, who is here for our honor, was Margaret Cho. The unicorn was Tori Spelling, which I missed, and I'm so sad that I missed that reveal.
I
didn't watch that episode.
That. Jeez. What are you doing with your life?
I mean, I actually can tell you. Wish I had an answer to that. And last week's episode, it was revealed that the Raven was Ricky Lake,
yes.
Which was also... Very fun.
Ooh, boy.
We have left the rabbit, the monster, the alien, the lion, the peacock, and the bee.
That's so many.
It's so many. I don't... this show could go on forever.
I'd be fine with that.
I think it... I when I first started watching it, I thought that it should have just been like a two episode situation, because I was like, why, how will this sustain for, how can we sustain this for like 8 to 10 to 12 episodes? And they've answered the question by being like absurd.
I'm so freaking confused right now. I don't know who I am.
Yeah, completely nonsensical. Just a bunch of people that, you know, everybody on the show is like not doing that well, but they're still doing.
They're doing.
And they just say words.
Yeah.
And vaguely interact with each other.
Yes.
And some are more brilliantly stupid than others.
Yes.
And it's just, it comes on and it kind of washes over you and it scrambles your brain around, and then it goes and then it comes again.
It feels nice.
It is.
I have a question.
Yes,
so, like,
Hazel.
I'm going to be honest with you. I've not watched a full episode of the show.
Oh,
I've watched Rich's clips, which are incredible.
Thank you.
So after one of these characters sings, like, is there a judging, or are they just yelling different names at them? Like, what is the criteria for getting unmasked
well, both.
In an episode?
Okay, so
funny, you should ask.
What ultimately happens is the audience votes, supposedly, using an app that seems exclusive only to this
show. Fox, so I feel like that is a lie.
A fake, yes. Yeah. And so, then, and that's how they do it, right? Wasn't the original conceit, though, that the judges would ultimately decide
that's
out of the pool?
That's what I thought.
Set it up that way? But they haven't been doing it that way lately.
No, it's been just like, they'll be like, the judges will be like, it's Ruth Bader Ginsburg. It's Michelle Obama. It's Beyonce. And then the whoever the fuck at production will like flash up pictures of those celebrities as if they were actually feasible.
Right.
And then.
What are the Kardashians?
Right. Like, it's definitely like, that's Kourtney.
Barack Obama.
Like, and then the audience, someone, you'll see a very tight shot of someone in the audience's phone with like a picture of the person in question, and then like yes or no.
So.
And then voting happens.
Right. So
then, people are voting on who they think
we
is
don't
in
know.
The,
no, no, no.
We
they're,
don't
they're
know.
Vote, they're
someone
voting.
Is...
They're voting who they think should go home that night.
Oh, okay.
Like,
and
bad.
So the judges do comment on the content,
on like the singing.
Yes,
the performance.
And they'll be like, you know, you really revealed your soul here,
right.
In a unicorn costume,
right.
Singing horribly off key. I mean, just the idea that this is any kind of triumph for Tori Spelling when she sounded the way that she did is like, it's so, because she. When she was unmasked, she was so earnest her opportunity to sing. And she had been teased as a child. Someone told her she didn't, she was tone deaf.
I always wanted to sing, and I loved singing. When I was little, someone told me I was tone deaf, and it stayed with me my whole life. And I love singing with my kids, and I wanted them to know that they could be whatever they want to be. And so I did this show.
Hey,
I'm sad it took me this long in life to feel confident and feel like I could do something like this, but I'm glad the Masked Singer brought it out in me.
And it's like, you understand that you're on the Masked Singer, right?
Right. That you
know
right.
that this is a joke.
Right.
I mean, even it's not even like a joke with like joke punchline. It's like just a weird, absurdist
like
Dada joke.
Ongoing joke. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, Tori, I don't know what Tori Spelling is aware of and not aware of at this juncture.
Talk
it
about lucky.
Like, seems like not much. So yes, Hazel, does that clarify things?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
As much as it could have clarified things, it does.
That's great.
Well, what about the pack? Okay, so like the way that it's set up is before every performance, there you'll see a package of clues.
Oh yeah, I watched some of those the clues. Yeah.
And they're full of false flags.
Yeah.
True.
Like the bee, who's obviously not Patti LaBelle, is saying like marmalade.
Right.
Which is obviously supposed to make you
LaBelle
think it's
reference.
Patti LaBelle.
Right.
And she was doing like a Patti LaBelle, like chicken wing flat type of thing.
She did do that.
And, well, so I don't understand. The clues packages are embedded with lies as well as clues. How are you supposed to make sense of anything? And I think the ultimate message is you aren't. This doesn't make sense.
The show happens to you.
The world is chaos.
The world
and here
is
an expression of that.
Yes, the show happens to you.
Animal costumes.
Yeah, it's didn't wonderful. The Margaret Cho clue like say that she was from like a famous performing family or something?
No, I believe that was...
The peacock.
Alien? Oh, the no.
Okay, sorry. Don't listen to me.
It was the alien.
Because the alien is, I don't know. Can we say who we think people are?
I pulled this list from I believe, goodhousekeeping.com,
okay.
which aggregated it from
go-to source for the Masked Singer news.
Leader in
Singer. It was quite early this morning, and I will hear no lip from either one of you. Thank you so much. Okay, so as we can say who we think is left. I'm consulting, again, goodhousekeeping.com's list, which is basically a list that, like, lots of other people have said.
Right.
So the B, who they think is, is Gladys Knight.
Very clearly Gladys Knight.
Right.
Who is thirsty enough to do the show, despite being a legend. I mean, right. whatever, the Super Bowl thing.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know?
Yeah.
And she, like, really defended her decision to do the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Actually, I didn't read the defense, but it struck me.
It did not
but
read the
But a headline
also.
That I read struck me as maybe she wasn't as enlightened as she should have been. But I actually don't know.
I mean,
I can
don't
only
know.
Pay attention to so much, yeah. and my priorities are here.
I don't know what goes on in Gladys Knight's head.
Me neither.
I'm learning, if she is indeed the bee, I'm learning that it's pretty fun in there.
Yeah, it seems fun.
The rabbit, I saw a prediction that said it's Donnie Wahlberg.
Yeah, well, they had mentioned that earlier.
Right. Who's married to Jenny McCarthy.
Who's married to Jenny McCarthy. And she's like, it might be my husband. I don't know. The voice, I think, is too good for Donnie Wahlberg.
I
think it's one of the Backstreet Boys, but I don't know.
Oh, I think it's a Backstreet Boy. The monster, I have written down. T-Pain, ?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
CeeLo, ?
I don't think the voice is deep or, like, resonant enough to be CeeLo.
Wayne Brady, ?
Right. That's another
that's all
name
I have.
They've said.
That's all I have. I
Whenever
feel,
anybody
I feel
says
strong.
A name, another judge will be like, that's interesting.
Yeah. the alien, you definitely, Rich, you think is LaToya Jackson.
Without a doubt, it's LaToya Jackson.
Okay. The peacock is Donny Osmond, I think it has
yes.
to be.
Wow, they're really going retro.
They're
with
really
these
oh, yeah.
B, C, D list.
Yeah. I don't people again who
Tommy
are famous
Chong.
At what Tommy Chong for
Donny
Terry
Osmond.
Bradshaw for fuck's sake. Like the fact that they made Terry. That, I mean, that no one made Terry Bradshaw do anything.
Right.
The fact that Terry Bradshaw put on a costume.
A deer costume.
A deer costume.
A steampunk deer costume.
A steampunk deer costume.
The costumes are insane.
Amazing.
And look so uncomfortable. They look
oh,
so
totally.
Stiff.
Yes.
It's not like especially that rabbit one that has like the, you know, kind of like Edward Scissorhands-y corset situation.
Right. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I love the costumes. And then the lion, I believe, is probably Rumor Willis.
Really?
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. There's some kind of like.
There's
yeah.
like a prevailing fan theory.
If, I guess if she is a
she's
singer,
somebody like that.
And she,
she's someone of that caliber.
Okay.
She's like someone's daughter.
Yeah.
This is funny because like the reason I asked about the criteria is like, which clearly sounds kind of fake. The voting system
totally.
Sounds fake. Is that I feel like it would be in the show's best interest to stagger the talent and like.
Yeah.
Save the biggest people for last.
Yeah.
But like judging by that list,
yeah, no.
there's no celebrity.
No.
You can't really do
real
much.
I think
what?
Gladys Knight will win.
Mm. I hope so.
Whatever
she's
that means.
Out of what is left, she's the best singer. And she, as Rich has said, is the thirstiest, it seems. Or she's currently
thirsty.
Quite parched.
She's very thirsty for being a legend.
Right. She should just sit down.
Thirsty legend.
Right.
Yeah.
I would, if I were her, I would not be this
well,
thirsty.
Or maybe she just needs to stand up more, you know? I mean, give me what you got. Have her host the Grammys in the bee costume.
I think everybody should be in costume from here on out. The Masked Singer, that's my opinion. So one thing that I noticed last week, Ricki Lake said, and like after she was unmasked, she said that she really cherished the anonymity.
Right.
Of being Hazel, your face.
Ricki Lake, you know, the paparazzi is just
hounding
on her. So,
Ricki Lake said that she cherished the anonymity of like not being able to tell anyone what she was doing and being in the mask and like, you know, no one knowing who she was. And that to me struck me as very funny because, again, the business of being born is like the last thing I associate Ricki Lake with, which
right.
is that documentary about childbirth and how, like, you should not
oh my
get
God,
an
yes.
epidural.
Also,
basically.
Charm School. Charm School is around that time as well.
Oh,
she hosted the third season of Charm School.
She hosted the third season of Charm School.
Yeah, with
and
the Rock
also
of Love
did,
Bus Girls and Flavor of Love Three Girls.
What? She contains multitudes.
Or no.
Really?
It was the Rock of Love Girls and it was the Real Chance of Love Girls.
Oh my God.
And she hosted that. And then
she was the headmistress.
The business of
being
born.
Around the same time. Yeah, what a, she was helping people grow up and be born in general.
Yeah. Just women.
How about Nicole Scherzinger?
How about her? She's doing.
I didn't know she was that great.
She's actually not bad. Out of all of the hosts, Ken Jeong is driving me up a fucking wall.
What is Ken Jeong doing there?
I don't know. But you know, multiple people, when I've talked to them, I've been like, you know, nobody's doing that well on this show. But they're like, but Ken Jeong. And I'm like,
I think it's because crazy rich Asians just came out. And so I think it's
But he's barely in it, isn't he?
He is barely in it, but I think it's just like everyone saw it. Yeah. So they're like, what's he doing here?
Right. Not well.
No. Jenny McCarthy.
When I think of this show, I don't think of the singers. I think of her, leaning over the judges' podium, screaming. Like, that is the image that comes to my head when I think of the Masked
Singer.
That's
basically what it is.
Yeah. Oh, my God! No way! No way! No way!
Robin Thicke is attempting to, ingratiate himself in the eyes of America by trying to let everyone forget that he's a scumbag, but he still is, and he's still there.
And he's also very much, he's supposed to be the head judge or something.
That's very
and he
strange
acts
to
like
me.
Very like, no, yes, I know, yeah.
I mean, okay, out of the four assembled idiots on the judges panel, who is the most qualified to judge a singing competition?
Like Nicole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She wrangled up those pussycat dolls.
She did. Yes.
Ran that tight ship.
She also is she has a career out of this because she's very active on British television.
She is?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think she's the X Factor judge. Oh, okay. And she's done a lot of this. I just didn't know she was so fun and that she's really fun. Will just say whatever comes into her. My favorite thing that she said was, I imagine if the peacock takes off the mask, that's what the peacock's going to look like.
She did say that.
She kind of laughed as she was saying it, but I know that she had that thought.
She definitely had that thought.
She believes the peacock.
Yeah. I mean, the peacock is the peacock. It's not Donny Osmond.
No.
It's just the same.
There's a small peacock.
It just keeps going until the whole body disappears into the ground.
That would be great, actually.
I would love that.
Like when Gritty went on Late Night and he took off his mask and there was a smaller Gritty inside of it. I would love that for the Masked Singer finale.
I mean, I can't wait for the finale. I don't know what's going to happen. Gladys Knight / the Bee is going to win the dubious prize of the best masked singer. I don't know what happened. I don't understand.
It's kind of uneventful because it's okay, we know you're a good singer.
Yeah.
Literally do it as your career.
Yeah.
And so now we know that if you wear a mask,
you're still going to
be good.
Well, I thought it was very telling when Tommy Chong was unmasked and they were and Nick Cannon was like, what made you do something like put a pineapple on your head and sing I Will Survive? And Tommy Chong said anything to get on stage.
Oh, yes. Be honest.
Right. Yeah.
I mean,
exactly.
It's just famous.
You invited me?
Yeah. I was
you
asked.
You told me to?
Yeah. You might have paid me some money. I'm here.
Right.
I needed it. Ratings have been pretty decent for the show, which is, I don't think, indicative of the show's quality, but more so of the television landscape at large.
Can we unpack that? What are you talking about?
Ratings,
she just means so much TV.
No. I think, but everything else is so bad.
Good.
Nothing is this good, Hazel.
Okay, Rich. Okay.
Nothing is as
I understand
high
now.
Quality and entertaining as the Masked Singer. Thank you.
No, the ratings have been really, really good. It's
shockingly
it's often
good.
Number one behind football.
Which is fucked up.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's Fox's highest rated series premiere is Fox's highest rated for an unscripted series outside since The X Factor.
What?
It also set a record for the greatest viewership an 18 to 49 rating increase for an unscripted series debut after 7 days of DVR playback. Who cares?
Civ words.
But it's doing it's doing really well. If you look at the weekly ratings, mm-hmm. it's
Which
usually
I did
number one.
Or, after I perused goodhousekeeping.com this morning.
Yeah. It's
It got renewed for a second season.
Yes. Can't come fast enough.
Okay, here's a question. Who would you like to see on, like, next season? Like, who do you think would be good?
Bebe Rexha.
Thank you, Hazel.
No, never. She's, she's a massive star who couldn't possibly cover
she's
her face.
She's so famous, and I can't believe you would say that. I'm really thinking here. Who would I want? I would want, like, my least favorite Backstreet Boy. So that's the one that had the braids. Which one is that?
I don't know.
Chris?
AJ.
Kirkpatrick? No, that's an NSYNC person.
NSYNC, but he seems like a shoo-in.
Oh,
Joey
yeah, so
Fatone would
Joey,
be weird
Joey
not
Fat
to do
one
this.
I would love.
Yes. Next season is definitely going to be like Kathy Griffin.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Kathy Griffin.
Carrot Top? Where is Carrot Top?
Farrah Abraham.
If it's yeah. Farrah Abraham, I will eat my hat and then the, Rich's hat also. I will scream.
The Backpack Kid.
Oh, my God. Is it that? Oh, because Backpack Kid has like a burgeoning rap career.
Oh, God, does he?
He has a couple of songs. Clover, I remember Clover sent me one, was like, this isn't bad. And I was like, okay.
It'd be a wonderful vehicle for rebranding Lil Tay, as they,
oh,
you know, they want
God.
To do.
My God. That would be, oh, dear. That would be something.
I mean, I would actually give an appendage to have Whoa Vicky on my TV in a mask every week.
I mean, which appendage? Which one don't you need as much, do you
I
think?
I mean, certainly a finger, or
okay.
at least fingertip.
Like all of
Megan
the fingers?
Takes out
no,
her scalpel.
Well, I have this under control. Kathy Griffin, yes. Lil Tay and Whoa Vicky, sure. What is the world anymore?
Seems like, say? You know, Bret Michaels or Flavor Flav or somebody from the VH1 universe
yeah.
could do it.
Scaramucci.
Definitely. Kellyanne Conway?
I wonder if the success of the show will make the talent
like
more famous
like
or
the
less
quality?
Famous. I don't know.
I mean, I guess it depends on like, I don't even know what to say. I guess it depends on like what happens to the winner's career after
yeah,
the show.
I think it's always going to be this level, but fortunately pop culture is populated by
yeah.
this sort of like underclass of people who are desperate to get on television
right.
in a costume and
right.
humiliate themselves essentially.
I mean, would you guys participate? Would you guys be on The Masked Singer if it were an option?
Absolutely not.
Oh, really?
But I would judge.
Okay. I would.
I mean, it depends how much they would pay me.
I would do it regardless.
I would not do it for free. I don't sing under masks for free.
I also don't sing under, I don't sing period, but I certainly don't sing under masks for free, nor do I submit to a package put together by production with clues about who I could possibly be drawn from my life for free. But I would do it for probably however much I still owe the government for my student loans, I would do it.
I just think about sweating in those costumes yeah, under those bright lights.
All of the lights. The costumes are very intricate. All of them are, most of them are lip syncing, right? Am I stupid for thinking that anyone is singing live?
It seems like they're lip syncing.
They have to
well,
be.
Sometimes
Gladys Knight,
I think,
bee.
Is singing.
Right.
You don't think she's singing?
I do think she is because
yeah, I think
she like,
singing.
Her body like moves like she is singing. Like I think like Tommy Chong and like Terry Bradshaw were not yeah. singing because they're sort of like doing this with the mic and then also moving and sound is happening still. So
right.
it's a very sort of fucked up illusion that doesn't quite work.
Yeah, I don't think LaToya is singing
no.
live.
I mean,
I don't think she could.
Sure, fair.
So the EP, executive producer.
Thank you.
Craig Plestis uh-huh. gave an interview to Hollywood Reporter.
Uh-huh.
And I thought this was funny.
Okay, I'm ready.
It was phenomenal what we had to go through to keep everyone a secret. All the stars, before they even left their house, they had to meet at another location. They dressed in cloaks and masks.
Oh my God.
We had drivers who had no idea who they were.
Oh my God.
Everyone was under a different alias. And when they pulled up on the lots, everyone had to wear these cloaks and wear these masks. They were sequestered into a private area that was guarded by security guards. When they came on the set, they had to either wear their complete outfit or they had to wear again these cloaks that have gloves, no skin appearing at all, no way to identify the person. If they were accompanied by a manager or a loved one, those individuals had to wear cloaks because,
what?
As we know very well in this town, if a big celebrity came and their manager or agent came, it's kind of easy to figure out who it is, which I mean, oh, yeah. Everybody knows LaToya Jackson's manager.
Like your Rolodex. You're like, ah, yes,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, of course.
Like, there he is. It must be LaToya. Wait, that's... So if I accompanied, like, one of my sisters who was on The Masked Singer,
yes,
if I
was you would have to wear a cloak.
I would also have to wear a cloak.
And you have to say the password, which is Fidelio.
Right, exactly.
Wait a minute. This show has gotten better. I love that detail.
It just is a cult, basically. I mean,
it's either a
sex cult, an Eyes Wide Shut sex cult.
Oh, I love that. I love that twist. I hope it is. Yeah. I hope there's an R version of it, and it's the sex
cult. Wait, but then it's like, so every time they get out of the costumes, do they have to dress in cloaks?
So they have to, like, leave the costume for the cloak.
The cloak doesn't end until you are unmasked, Hazel. Maybe, are they also, like, sequestered?
Now I'm worried for everyone.
You should be worried.
Well, here's another
thing. We have to start a campaign to save that.
Here's another thing he said. Also, just by being inside the mask, they could not talk to the crew. They could not talk to anybody. They had these T-shirts when they do rehearsals that said, don't talk to me. They were wearing T-shirts that said, don't talk to me.
There is nothing I want more in this world than a fucking T-shirt that says, don't talk to me.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
You could easily zazzle that.
I might, and I would love it if everyone
it
obeyed
would be, it
when
would be
I wear
better
it.
If it came from The Masked Singer.
Yeah, I want a Masked Singer one, though. I think the reason I like the show so much is because they're really committing to the bit.
Right.
As evidenced by this, like, cloak and dagger bullshit that they're doing to hide, like, fucking old-ass Gladys Knight.
Right.
This woman does not—I mean, I'm sorry. I don't know if she's in the bee costume, but she does not deserve this. She was—
well, she signed up for it.
I mean, again, they did this to themselves. So,
how old is she?
Yeah, how old is Gladys?
74. Same age as Diana Ross.
Huh. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Whose birthday was not the night of the Grammys.
We actually talked about that.
Oh, okay.
Well— I still want to be on The Masked Singer. That's my conclusion.
Maybe you should do your own Masked Singer.
Yeah, you should reach out.
You should just start posting, like, just do a web series.
Do a podcast.
Jezebel.
How do we
know you're not wearing a mask right now?
Oh my God.
If I just peeled off my face and I was, I don't know who, someone else. Like,
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
I've been Ruth Bader Ginsburg the entire time that I've been working at Jezebel, and everyone has no idea. Well, that is good. Well, that's true. So congratulations to me, and congratulations to Jezebel for having worked with a legend of the Supreme Court for a year and change.
I think with the advent of The Masked Singer, congratulations to all of us. Congratulations that as a society, we've gotten to this point.
I agree. I mean, I think that this is the direction that, this is so absurd that this is the direction that all reality competition shows should head towards from here on out. I do not want, there needs to be at least one person in a full body mask and costume on The Bachelor, I was going to say Drag Race, but they already are, so never mind.
Right.
I was thinking of other reality shows and I ran out of Real Housewives. I think if we could have a masked Real Housewife and they have to guess somehow, I'm not really sure how that is going to work.
How about America's Next Top Masked Model?
America's Next Top Masked Model. Hazel, have we convinced you to watch at least one episode in full? Answer honestly.
No. No, I should watch.
I appreciate your honesty is appreciated at this time. Thank you.
You know, my sister asked me who, I wanted to win,
yeah,
who I was rooting for, and I was just like, I'm not rooting. Think about the show that way.
No.
I'm more than happy for it to just, come
exist.
And, yeah, flash in front of my eyes, mm-hmm, and whatever it wants to do, it can
do. It's fine
by
me. Yeah. Like, I consent to, whatever is going to happen
exactly
on The Masked Singer. Thank you so much for listening to Dirtcast, and thank you to Hazel Sills and Rich Jezriak. This episode was mixed by Jamie Colazzo. Majidah Mofidi is our executive director of audio. Our theme music is by Stuart Wood. If you want to send us a tip or just let us know what you think, hit us up at dirtcast@jezebel.com. You can find us on Spotify, NPR One, and anywhere else you get your podcasts. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, and please, for the love of God, follow us on Twitter @DirtcastPod.